This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
في صحيحه أسانيد صحيحة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The hadith in a number of collections. Collection of Ibn Khuzaymah in his Sahih. And Ibn Khuzaymah, like Ibn Hibban, they both have books that are called Sahih. So you have Bukhari and Muslim, and their books are called the Sahihain. And then you have Ibn Khuzaymah and Ibn Hibban. Each of them have a book that's called Sahih. And not everything in that book is actually Sahih, but that's what they called it. But the majority of them are, to be honest. And the majority of those hadith actually exist in the other collections anyways. But that's what they're called, but not everything in them is actually Sahih. But just to be noted. And Imam Bazzal in his Musnad, Imam Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and Imam... Al-Bayhaqi in the Shu'ab. So those are the hadith is narrated in a couple of collections, and it's narrated by Abu Hurairah. It's a very short hadith, and you probably know it. But I like it because of the fact that it's during the time of Hajj. People are either leaving today or going to leave tomorrow or something within the next few days. So it's something you can do that's related to it. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَىٰ وَسَلَمْ اللَّهُمَّ اِغْفِرْ لِلْحَاجِ وَلِمَنْ يَسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الْحَاجِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh Allah, forgive the person who performs Hajj and those whom the person who's performing Hajj is asking Allah to forgive." Meaning the person who goes to Hajj and asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive others. So because of this hadith, it became a custom and a wasiyah of the scholars to each other that if someone is going to Hajj, that you actually hold on to them and say when you go there and you're standing يعني, على جبل النور and on the day of Arafah, or you go and you give salam to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, or you're standing and you're performing your tawaf al-ifada, or you're performing your sa'i, or you're sleeping in Muzdalifah, or you're spending the days of Mina, to make istighfar for me as well. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me for my sins, because he will be forgiven inshallah by the merit of standing there. But inshallah, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is letting us know that Allah, يعني, this is the dua of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that Allah will, may Allah forgive the Hajj, so the Hajj is getting that dua from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And those whom the Hajj asks Allah to forgive is also getting the dua of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So it's a sealed deal. So make sure if you know anyone going to Hajj, that you approach them, obviously kindly, but that concept is kind of is as if a piece of you, inshallah, is going with the person. And as they perform their Hajj, they remember you and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant you forgiveness as well. So you get the ajr, part of the ajr of Hajj, even though you're not there. And it's beautiful because it kind of makes this whole performance or this whole ritual something that everybody, to a certain degree, is participating in, even if you're not going there yourself. By the community always, and this is a ritual that, this is by the way, a custom that occurs in the Middle East quite heavily. Like people, if you know someone's going to Hajj, it's a group of people that would go and visit just so that they remind him that you go there and it's istighfar lana. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. You perform istighfar. When you go give salam to the Prophet alayhi salallahu alayhi wa, you perform istighfar for us. When you go and stand on the Jabal al-Rahma in Arafah, you perform istighfar for us. Every time you go to one of those beautiful places and you face the Kaaba and you stand in front of the Multazim and you تستلم الحجر, and you pray in Maqam Ibrahim, and when you do these things, that you perform istighfar for us as well, so that we are also forgiven as you are inshallah going to be forgiven. And I just think it's a simple hadith, but it's very beautiful, and it shows you the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, even with a small little hadith, he put everyone to work. Yani with a small little hadith, he didn't even say tell us to do anything. He just made a small dua and he put everyone to work. So you go there, you're looking for forgiveness, and you're going to do it for others as well, and people will remind you so that they get a nasib of your dua inshallah when you're there. I thought it was a beautiful thing, and that's the genius of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and the beautiful adab that he carried when he knew how to do these things. يروي الإمام الحاكم في المستدرك والإمام البزار في مسنده والإمام بيهقي في الشعب والإمام ابن خزيمة في صحيحه كلهم بأسانيد صحيحة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم آمين. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك إليك, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. جزاكم الله خيرا, بارك الله فيكم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. What, do you want to say something? Okay.